wake up. There's no sleeping in on Saturday. It's time for the Paul Santos Show on WBSM. Join Paul as he tackles local issues, current events, and fun conversations. Call 508-996-0500 or send Paul an app chat message on the WBSM app. Hey, hey, hey. Now, here's Paul Santos. What you got to say?
That communist John Lennon again.
All you need is love.
All right.
All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Ah, ain't that the truth? All you need is love. If we just have more love in the world instead of hatred like you have, you know, in these wars that are going on. And I think the president is doing everything he can to try to resolve these wars. And so good for him and good for us. And I think all the presidents try to do that most of the time. I mean, I did disagree with George W. Bush attacking Iraq, but I do think that he thought that that's what he should do, and he thought that he was doing right, but that was a terrible disaster. And even the Vietnam people, the people who thought that we should be in Vietnam thought there was a domino theory that, you know, we had just come out of World War II where Hitler expanded from one country to the next country to the next country. It was like dominoes falling. And there was a theory at that time that that's what's happening with the communists. And that's what was happening with North Vietnam and South Vietnam. So I think they were well-intended people. But, you know, anybody that stood up and said, hey, this is wrong. We don't think we should be going to Vietnam. We don't think we should be going to Iraq. They were all called anti-American. And they turned out to be right. So I don't think anybody at these protests, me included, is anti-American at all. My father was a very proud veteran of the Korean War. And when he passed away, they came and played Taps. Actually, my very good friend John Oliver played Taps. They were going to play a recording of Taps. They send two people from the military and they play a little cassette recorder of Taps. And I asked them, is it okay if my best friend John Oliver plays the Taps? They said, okay. So John Oliver plays the Taps. They fold the flag into the triangle and they handed it to me. And I hold that proudly. So I'm as patriotic as the next guy. So what's wrong with, you know, exercising the First Amendment right to petition our own government for grievances? I don't think the people that do that are losers. I don't think the people that do that should be told, hey, why don't you get a job? Oh, you're a communist. You're deranged. You're this, you're that. You hate America. Oh, we don't hate America. So that was the same playbook that was used with the Vietnam protesters. They said they hated America. They turned out to be right. The Iraq War protests, they hate America. They turned out to be right. The civil rights people, they turned out to be right. The gay people that were trying to just be treated with respect rather than beat up and made fun of and be called names like the F-A-G word, right? They turned out to be right. When you have enough people in the public that say enough is enough, that's when you have change, right? There's nothing wrong with that. And if you disagree, you disagree, like they said, right? The famous saying about, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight for your right to say it. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I would say. Do you agree or disagree? What are your thoughts on this? 508-996-0500. Don't forget the Paul Santos Live television show tomorrow morning at 11:30. It's a non-political zone. It's a political-free zone where we have a lot of fun and do a local version of The Tonight Show. Some great guests, Leon Monte, Roger Andrews, and Ash Felix, who have a company called Sketchy Goichi, and they made a video, including myself, as a caricature. If you haven't seen that, you will laugh. And we had a great comic by the name of Brian Baldwin. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. How are you?
Not bad. What's on your mind?
One day, back in 1979, I signed a blank check to this country. I signed on to be a United States Marine and was successful enough to pass boot camp. And
thank you for your service.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're worth it.
thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No, I'm serious. I often wondered how to answer that compliment, you know. You know, I also agree with taking care of the problems that we have at home first before we go outside, right? So in my personal opinion, as I get a little older, I don't think that anyone should be any American citizen should be hungry or starving or that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of too much money leaves this country to go support other countries. So in today's day and age, I would be considered a nationalist. And I think people use that word as a swear word, right? You're a nationalist. I heard him call Trump that. And I looked it up one day. You know, I Googled it, tried to find a definition. I go, God damn, I think I'm a nationalist. because I prefer to take care of most of the business or the problems that we have in this country before we go over and you know, spend a lot of taxpaying dollars elsewhere. Now, there might be a lot of people that say, well, in the richest country of the world, we can do both. Well, apparently we can't. We have a deficit that our grandchildren may have to deal with if this country is still, you know, surviving.
And that last bill made it even worse.
When I get called, you know, a deplorable because I might support a Republican, or I get called names, Nazi, you know, it goes both ways.
Yes.
And that's the problem. Both sides of this argument either are extreme. They have their extreme elements. But what you said was accurate. You know, looking back at Vietnam and Iraq and all that, I think at one time people thought they were doing the right thing, or, which I'm starting to believe in a little bit now, is the industrial war complex. People looking for conflicts to start war to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's some of that as well. It's hard. It's a hard argument to defend that there ain't. But so it goes both ways.
Right.
And that's why we have three branches of government, checks and balances. If someone's going against the Constitution, it'll go to the Supreme Court and it'll be ruled one way or the other. And people will say, the Supreme Court's wrong. Well,
no, we have to live with it.
You can have that opinion, but you have to live with it.
Right.
He put judges, so did everybody. All presidents have an opportunity, well, most presidents have an opportunity to appoint Supreme Court judges. Not all, I would say, but.
I don't know that
we have the three branches.
Yeah, I don't know that we've heard the judge ruled against me, so they should be impeached. I think we've heard that before.
But let me
get back to the nationalist thing. Just, you know, being a history major and stuff, I think what ends up happening is a lot of times, right, well-intended nationalists, mm-hmm. We should put America first and all that kind of thing. That's true. But extreme nationalism, if the pendulum goes too far the other way, then it gets into my country versus your country versus that country, and then you end up with a lot of political strife that can result in a lot of dangerous conflicts. You know what I mean? So I think that's the point to be made that, you know, yes, we should put America first. Yes, we should take care of our own citizens. But yes, I do think that there was an argument to be made, and you made it, that the richest country in the world, not only the world now, but ever in the history of the world, I'm sure that it's not a bad idea to try to help kids starving in other countries too, you know, to the extent that we can.
I can't agree with you more, mm-hmm. with the exception of the price tag of our deficit. We're in debt.
Yeah, right. And that last bill, and I slipped a little wisecrack in there, that last big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, you did.
That blew a hole in the deficit even worse than what the Democrats did. So yeah. It's, you know, whether you whatever side you're on, you know, we have to call that out. I'm against the deficit no matter who does it, not only when the other side does it.
You know, the last balanced budget was done by President Clinton.
That's right, yes.
That many years ago.
Yeah.
And if you and I overran our budget for 25 years, we'd be out on the street looking for help from the government.
Yes, exactly. We have to balance our own checkbook. So, you know, the degree to which we're deficit spending is just out of control. And it has been for years. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, the conservative has always argued about it. And then when they had a chance to do something about it, they made it worse.
Both sides.
Yeah, both sides. But
both sides. It's not just the both.
No,
since
no.
Since President Clinton.
No, but I'm saying that the conservatives have always said to the Democrats, hey, you guys are spending. You guys are spending, you know, and Ronald Reagan said they spend like drunken sailors, but that wouldn't be fair to the drunken sailors, you know, the wisecrack. So now these guys get in and they make it even worse than what the Democrats did. So, you know,
and then the other side, the liberal side, we're overspending. Let's overspend some more.
Yeah, right. Exactly. By the way.
So we're the until such time that the people, you know, start to come around. It's going to be too late, but people, these politicians go in middle class. They come out rich.
Oh, of course.
Every single one of them.
Oh, of course they do. Of course they do.
State and local and federal.
You know, you were talking about the Constitution. I don't want to get too far into it because I only have like 45 minutes left. But, you know, we're blowing up these boats outside of Venezuela, okay? Now, you can say, well, okay, they're bringing in fentanyl and everything else. Well, here's the thing, right? Can you really trust the government when the government says that? I mean, the procedure used to be, if you think a boat has drugs, you board the boat, you get the drugs, you show that we have the drugs, you prove that you have the drugs. Just going around blowing up boats, and you can say, well, we're at war. Well, says who? It's supposed to be the Congress. It's supposed to be we the people that decide whether we're going to get involved in a war with Venezuela. It's not supposed to be one person. So it's not even about this particular person. It's about whether or not in the United States we're supposed to have one person making decisions of that magnitude. It's supposed to be us through our congressional leaders that make a decision like that. That's why the declaration of war is in the first section of the Constitution, the Article 1.
And I would say that there are provisions for the president to use lethal or deadly force. Use the Marines, actually, without Congress's approval.
Right.
There's room for that in the Constitution.
Well, in self-defense, you know what I mean? But to go on the attack.
And I agree with you, and that's where I've seen, as you have, you know, the effects of drugs and fentanyl and heroin and, and all that stuff. And it's extreme.
Right, but only a small percentage is coming in from Venezuela, though.
What we were doing in this country to prevent drugs from coming in prior to this administration certainly didn't work.
What about the war on drugs? What do you think about that?
Yeah, that was that could have been industrial war complex.
Mm-hmm.
People made money off that. I thought that was a great idea. I often thought that, but listen, I do agree that it is a slippery slope. It is getting close to what the forefathers had in mind.
All right, before I let you go, I'm going to make a statement right now. I'm not going to call you a Nazi or a nationalist if you don't call me a communist or somebody that hates America.
Okay.
And by the way, thank you for your service again.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you very much. 508-996-0500. Please hang on. I know you've been hanging on. Just give me a moment to go to this break, because if I don't do this right away, then you know what's going to happen? I'm going to fall behind, and I'm going to have that classic mistake where I fall behind. And if I fall behind, then we're in trouble. 508-996-0500. You're listening to the Paul Santo Show as we are engaging with you, the audience, this morning. Please hang on. The people who participated in the No Kings rally, we're not anti-American. Come on now.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets up big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every
Stay informed. Stay entertained. It's the Paul Santos Show on WBSM.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls have picked them, every one. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn?
Yeah, I attended the No Kings rally at Bunwood Park last week. I know it was a week ago, but I haven't been on in a week, so I figured I would talk about it a little bit today. And if you got a comment about it, 508-996-0500. But I have to tell you, I was looking around. I saw a lot of patriotic people. I saw a lot of people who believe in America, who love America, who believe in the Constitution, who may just have a legitimate disagreement with you who's out there. Maybe you disagree with these folks. But they're not bad people. They don't hate America. A lot of American flags up there. A lot of people holding up quotes from the Constitution, from the Declaration of Independence. And they're not deranged. They're not morons. They're not communists. And actually, I disagree with some of the folks there because, for example, there was a petition there about rent control. I have reservations about rent control because I believe the way you bring prices down is you increase supply. I would prefer a free market answer to that. So I didn't sign it, but no pressure was put on me. They said, hey, you want to sign this petition? I'm like, no, I'm going to respectfully decline to sign the petition. But I do have grievances with this administration, overstepping the Fourth Amendment, overstepping the Fifth Amendment, due process, the First Amendment. Every time somebody has a statement that you don't like, you sue them. Sue ABC, sue CBS, sue 60 Minutes, sue the Des Moines Register, and force them to pay. Otherwise, the FCC won't grant you your license and things like that. That's a violation of the First Amendment. And we just had a situation where we were going to sit down with Canada and talk about the tariffs. By the way, the tariffs are supposed to be done by Congress, not by the president. But anyway, sit down with Canada, and Canada had a, I guess it was an ad, where President Reagan was talking about how tariffs were bad. And they had to take it down. Why? Because we were upset about it. Come on, man. Come on. It's President Reagan. And actually, tariffs and putting tariffs, you want to talk about being a socialist, putting tariffs, our taxes, that's interfering with the free market, which is anti-Milton Friedman, anti-Ronald Reagan, and is actually very liberal. It's very left-wing, putting taxes, because if you put tariffs on, you're interfering, taxes on, you're interfering with the market. So that's a very leftist approach to the economy, but nobody ever says that. If you look at economics in terms of left and right, the right-wingers and the conservatives have always been free market people, and some of the Democrats too, but it's always been the conservative position to be in the free market. And it's always been a liberal position, starting with FDR, New Deal, and everything else, to interfere with the market when you think you can interfere with the market to benefit the citizenry. So putting these tariffs on and having all these tariff wars and all that, that's all left-of-center economics. And the clip of Ronald Reagan was to show that, yeah, you know, the Reagan people were in favor of free markets. So was Milton Friedman. So were all the conservative economic professors and people with conservative economic thought. So that was the only point there. So, you know, whether you agree with the tariffs or not, it's really supposed to be coming out of Article 1. But that's a whole other issue that the courts are going to decide. But again, you know, the Constitution, the whole reason for the Constitution was to not have power really concentrated in one person, whether it's this particular person or any other person. What do you think? 508-996-0500. Hey, thanks a lot for holding. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have to sit through all the commercials and all that.
Well, I'm persistent.
That's good. I'm glad.
Have you looked closely at the Senator Ed Markey's mailing that he sent out to everybody?
No, I didn't see it.
Really? Well, it says that, this is what greets you on the first page, This mailing was prepared, published, and mailed at taxpayer expense.
Mm-hmm.
When we really know he's up for election, right?
Yeah, you're not supposed to be using taxpayers' money to send out flyers.
I know, but he wants us to think that this is just an update on everything.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's an update on what's happening. I got you. Seth Moulton is running against him, actually, a Democrat. More moderate Democrat. Yeah.
Well, this, first of all, he's going to be 80 years old, right?
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Yeah, I know he's been around forever.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people just sit back and say we can't do anything about this problem in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom, he has, you can call him in Boston. I tried that, and that seemed to work, but calling him at Washington, D.C., I got no answer. So I'm thinking that you and I sit back and don't do anything, but we should be calling his office and telling him to cross over and pass this bill to get out of this mess. He should, he's a Democrat.
What bill did you want him to pass?
What do we call it? This to extend the budget into
okay. Mm-hmm.
November.
Yeah.
How do we call that? I don't know.
Yeah, the government shutdown.
Yeah. Well, we should inundate his mail and tell him if he wants to do something for Massachusetts for a change, that he should be one of the Democrats who cross over so they can get out of this situation.
Right. Well, good for you for getting involved. You should get involved, and that's what I was saying. I mean, you may disagree with me about the protests of last Saturday, but, you know, anybody that participates in the process, to me, that's what we want, and I think it's patriotic. So if you call up or you put pressure on Senator Markey or whoever you agree with or you disagree with, you know, I think people getting involved is really what you want to see, regardless of what your perspective is, because that's how we solve problems.
Well, I'm urging people to call the Boston office.
Okay.
Which is 617-565.
All right.
My eyesight is bad. 8519.
Oh. Okay.
And especially if they have this pamphlet that he sent out at taxpayers' expense, giving us all this information.
But all right.
Why doesn't he do something for Massachusetts and vote to activate the government again? Be one of those. There are a couple Democrats that have crossed the line. Why can't he?
Okay. We appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you, and you too.
Hello. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Hey, good, good. I'm just that No Kings protest.
Yes.
That you went last week.
Yes.
I tell you what, what I don't get, you know, I didn't get, because obviously there is no king.
Mm-hmm.
They were protesting no king. Obviously, we have a president, overwhelmingly won by every swing state. And he's got a mandate, so he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, I would just, well, yeah, he won all those states by close numbers. Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
He won. He overwhelmed. Whether it's close numbers or by 5 million,
yeah, he won each state.
President.
He won each state,
yes,
by close numbers. Yes,
correct.
And he lost the one. And he lost the one before that too. But anyway, go ahead. What's the point you want to make?
That's before, but we're talking about now.
Yes.
That's what counts.
Yes.
And so the Snow King, I get it. You know, I think it was a hate on Trump, most of it. You see that guy in Mattapoisett with a sign, we just need
better
snipers.
Terrible.
But you need, you got that teacher, with a neck, you know, pointing her finger on the neck, like shooting in the neck.
Yes, yes. I don't like that. But
you got others.
Yeah, but you have other people saying, hey, look at those people on the Route 18. Maybe they ought to jump off. You know, so I'm sure you really don't want people committing suicide, you know. I mean, I'm sure it was a joke, and you don't mean it, but you know, I just think the discourse.
No, I really think some of these people are deranged. You know,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your point.
I know all of a sudden, all of a sudden, the flags were out, American flags, and three weeks before, they were burning. Not, you know, they were burning.
Wait a minute. Who was burning? I mean, very few people are burning the American flag. You know, I don't believe in that.
3 weeks before, the same kind of crowd was burning flags.
I think the point is that I think it's patriotic to protest, you know, regardless of what your ideology is. And then I think, you know, it's a good idea to say, hey, look, you know, because I think it was portrayed as an I hate America thing. And I don't hate America. And a lot of the people there, I don't think any of them hate America. They just have disagreement with the administration. And so they figured, hey, you know what, let's bring out the American flags because we don't hate America.
Right, and I get that, but I think it's also the way I got it. It was more like a carnival atmosphere. You know, when you go to a Red Sox game.
Oh, I think they wanted to be positive.
It was more.
Yeah.
Right, it's more with a crowd. You know, you chant, Yankees suck, right? You chant that back in the day. But they really don't suck, but you're in the moment with a crowd, and you just don't know. I think it's that. They're in the crowd. They're with people who agree. They don't know what they're protesting.
I think we know what we're protesting. I want to say, you said no kings. I mean, I think it's, you know, whether you call it no kings or whatever you want to call it, I think it just goes back to when we had the American Revolution, and after it was over, they wanted to make George Washington king. And he said, no, we don't have kings in America. We, the people, decide everything. We're going to have a Congress. We're going to have, they started with the Articles of Confederation, and eventually went to the Constitution, and whether not to get too far into the weeds. The point is that a lot of us think that this administration has just slid down the slope a little bit, of a little bit too much authoritarian tendencies. So they came up with no kings. Okay, yeah, we don't have a king right now. No, but I think that the point of it is that we think that this president has got too much power, and there really shouldn't be all that power in one person. And whether it's this person or the next person or the person after that, it really is really against what the Constitution stands for in our view. Now, you may disagree with that, but that's a legitimate point of view that I don't think is deranged.
They take him to court, they block, then it goes to the Supreme Court, and he wins.
We have to live with the Supreme Court, exactly.
Correct. He's doing what the majority of the Americans voted for. That's what those boats being blown up in Venezuela.
Yeah.
He did say that he was going to do that. They're 10 now. Yeah. I'm waiting for Ocean 11.
Yeah, but right.
I
but
call
what's
it the 11th?
Yeah, but if you look at the Constitution, what's supposed to happen is we, the people, are supposed to decide whether or not we're going to get involved in another war. Like one person, I know he's the commander in chief and all that, but if you look through the Constitution, really what it's supposed to be is we, the people, say, hey, do we want to be blowing up these boats in Venezuela? That's up for us to decide through our congressional leaders, our representatives, our congressmen, our senators. It shouldn't be the decision of one man because, you know, you may agree with this man, but the next man may do all kinds of stuff that you don't like. And if it's unilateral, that's the question. It shouldn't be unilateral. It should be, you know, sort of a collaborative decision, a decision of that magnitude, in my view.
Well, the narco-terrorists, he dubbed them as a terrorist organization. So he has authority to do that.
Suppose he blows up a boat and it's the wrong boat.
Well, they have intel. It's not like they got these x-ray, they just have the intel. I mean,
I think it's a slippery slope to take the government's word for it.
Right, it's not like the old days. They had to put a bug, go into a building and put a bug, you know, and listen to them. We have a lot of hardware down there, and it's because China's influence, and they're bringing in a lot of drugs.
I know somebody whose house was raided. A second floor of a tenement was raided by the police. They kicked the door in. They rammed the door in the middle of the night and everything else. It turns out the search warrant was for the third floor, not the second floor. So, you know, we hold our police to a high standard. You have to have a search warrant. You have to have probable cause. You know, what used to happen was the Coast Guard boards the boat and they say, here's the drugs right here. Suppose you board the boat and it's like, oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong boat. There's no drugs on this boat. Okay, you're free to go. No, just blow it up. And if it turns out it's the wrong one, oh, who cares, you know? So I think that's the concern. You know what I mean? How do you know? You're not sure it's the right boat, you know?
Well, if you go to, if you have a boat, you're going in with no lights and no beacon and come on.
Yeah, it looked like a submarine. I'll grant you that. But it just concerns me. That's all. But you know, hey, look, I know you call all the time. I'm here. I don't think I'm deranged. I disagree with you. You disagree with me. And we have to leave it at that. I don't think we should throw those names around like you're a Nazi or I'm a communist or. You know, you're deranged or I'm deranged or you're an idiot or I'm an idiot. I just don't like that kind of discourse.
I used to be a Democrat with Obama. I liked Obama and everything. Yeah. I changed tune. Do you think the Democrat Party now is getting taken over by liberal?
Well, yeah.
Bernie Sanders?
Yes.
Do you think that's being taken over?
I think that the Democratic Party has drifted too far left over the last few years. But look at the Republican Party. That's gone off the cliff on the other side. Ronald Reagan couldn't get elected now. And I voted for Ronald Reagan. I was a Reagan Democrat, actually, believe it or not.
the MAGA movement, the thing is right now with the MAGA movement, it's the right movement at the time because think about it. It's especially... What I try to say, the cleanup that's being done in this country, that's what the cleanup looks like when you allow 20 million people into this country that are not vetted. And this is what the cleanup is going to look like for a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, somewhere in between, this is what I would say before I let you go, somewhere in between letting everybody in, ollie entry, everybody in, right? Somewhere between that and saying to grandma who came here 20 years ago and is working at the fish house, and we didn't do anything about it then. And now we're going to kick the door in, drag grandma out of Kyler Seafood, and drop her off in Venezuela. You know, like somewhere in between those two extremes, there should be like somewhere in the middle. Oh, that is happening. People are getting arrested.
Grandma.
Yeah, it happened in California. It happened in California. An American citizen got arrested, and she kept trying to show the ICE agent, the paperwork, and like, that paperwork, you can wipe your rear end with that. And they took her away, and they held her for 48 hours. And then 48 hours later, they figured out, oh, wait a minute, she's an American citizen. Let's let her go. They're lucky that they changed their mind, because I don't know if she would have ever gone in front of a judge. So those kinds of things are dangerous. You're going down a slippery slope, you know what I mean? It's un-American, in my view.
A little collateral, obviously, sure. And they'll strain it out. They'll strain it
The majority of the bad guys,
the rapists, the drug dealers, the killers, the murderers are being caught. That lady, if I was caught, should appreciate it, because her neighbor, could be a bad guy, a murderer. And
but she's lucky they let her go. She got held for 48 hours, an American citizen. You know, so anyway, hey, I will have to agree to disagree. I appreciate your calls. I don't think you're deranged, by the way.
You too. You're not, for
right,
sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That gentleman calls all the time. Don't necessarily agree with him, but sounds like a good gentleman. That's the thing. You know, I know a lot of people who are Trump supporters, and a lot of them are very kind-hearted, very nice people. Who I just disagree with, and I think a lot of them are getting fooled by this guy. You know what I mean? By the way, what about that that thing that happened with the White House? Now, you mean to tell me that if Obama did that, you wouldn't be jumping up and down? 508-996-0500. Back in a moment. Ken Pittman at 9. It's the Paul Santos Show. Welcome to the weekend.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call. When the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere we'll soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children.
Got something to say? Call in now and join the Paul Santo Show. 508-996-0500. Or hit App Chat on the WBSM app.
Shall make no law abridging the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Isn't that what happened last week in the No Kings rally? Isn't that what happened in the Vietnam protests? Oh, the protests back in the day after 9/11 when we attacked Iraq under the idea that there were weapons of mass destruction, and there were none. All kind of people got killed, bombs were dropped, civilians died. You can see it's collateral damage. Well, we were in the wrong. So we're going to trust the government to be blowing up boats? And, oh, yeah, they know who the guilty people are. Well, then, why don't we just do that with, you know, in here in New Bedford, just whatever the police say, whatever the accusers say, why don't we just go along with it? No, you have to make sure that it's proven. Make sure that the government is not lying to you like they did in Vietnam, like they did in Iraq, like they've done dozens of times over. That's why we make you prove it. 508-996-0500. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Hey, do you remember back in the 60s or 70s, there was a book that was, it was a science fiction book called Ecotopia by Ernest Kallenbach. Mm-hmm. You remember that one?
No.
Well, it was when America was taken over by the corporations. Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, there were like 10 different huge chunks of America that were conquered by the mining industry or the timber industry or, you know, various corporations basically conquered America. And the one section that remained free was on the West Coast, kind of Northern California all the way up to Seattle. And it was called Ecotopia, where people believed in science and preserving nature and the it wasn't conquered. And so it was an interesting kind of breakdown about how America is sectionalized. And
so your point is that the corporations are running the show.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, what Project 2025.
Well, I think people even on the other side would agree with that, that really the corporations are running the show. I don't think the average run-of-the-mill person really has a lot of sway unless you, you know, have protests and get out there and, you know, show the very few at the top that, you know, millions at the bottom have a grievance. And then we had 7 million people out there last week. And, you know, I think it was a good thing. And I think it's patriotic. And I don't think these people are, I hate America. I think they're just, we just have a disagreement with the administration. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, you remember the definition of the word republic?
Go ahead.
It's anything that's not a king.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a dictatorship can be a republic. A democracy can be a republic. But if it's not a kingdom, it's a republic. And so the Republican Party, I'm looking at them as bait and switch. Because when they came out with their statements before the rallies and they were claiming that it was anti-American, they were basically supporting kingdoms. They were saying that if you're anti-king, that you're not an American, which means that the Republican Party is bait and switch, which is a crime. And the other angle on the same thing, you remember they're hot after Antifa. If you're anti-fascist, and Antifa means anti-fascist.
Right, right. All right, I got to move on. I want to try to get all the calls in. I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. All right, 508-996-0500. Yeah, I think that, you know, you can have grievances with this administration and you can have a protest. And, you know, it doesn't mean that the people that have grievances with some of the authoritarian tendencies of what's going on are losers. And, oh, yeah, why don't you go home? Or, you know, I think somebody had pots and pans, and they were banging the pots and pans and singing along with the music and stuff like that. And somebody said, hey, why don't you go home and cook dinner? Which is really like almost a misogynistic wisecrack. I mean, I like humor, so I mean, it was like, okay, I know you're being funny. Or, hey, Route 18, maybe somebody will jump. You know, like, I know you don't really mean that you want people you disagree with to commit suicide. But, you know, why would you say that? Why would you say that these people are deranged or the morons or they're communists and stuff like that? Remember, the people who protested the Vietnam War and the people who protested the Iraq War, they turned out to be right. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Well, you know, you got Trump there and they say no kings, but how about also no nobles? You know, we've got a situation in the Congress where the Congress people go to Congress and they get insider trading information, which you and I can't do. If we do, we go to jail. Martha Stewart went to jail for it.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's not just kings. It's the nobles in Congress that we have to deal with. It's the nobles in the state legislature that we have to deal with. We just had a binding referendum that said 72% of the voters wanted Diana DeSaglio to audit the state legislature. And the state legislature just said, no. So we got nobles, too.
Yeah, know? I agree with you there. I agree with you. I think they should follow the will of the people. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll go a little further down. We just had an attempt to have a non-binding referendum about having recall in the city. And I'm not crazy about recall. I think you should just go back to the two-year mayor's.
Me too. Me too. I like the two-year mayor, yes.
There's no problem. Okay? Yep. That's just John Mitchell sending them on a wild goose chase. You want to recall me? I'll recall you. But be that as it may, we want a non-binding referendum on recall. And the city council went, nope, you know. So democracy is in big trouble throughout the country. And it's not just Trump. It's actually the nobles also that are running things.
Now, you may disagree with the folks at the No Kings rally, of which I was one. But, you know, should we be saying, hey, look at those bunch of losers, those bunch of morons or a bunch of communists, you know, they're deranged. I don't think we should be saying that.
The problem is the civility in politics that we used to have is gone.
Yeah.
You know, even Trump endorsing that AI thing of him in a plane.
Oh, yeah, dropping feces on the people. He's supposed to be representing those people. He's supposed to be representing those people.
And his use of the F-bomb, too, from president.
Yeah, right.
What if your teacher used an F-bomb in class with your kids? Would that be allowed?
Yeah.
So why should a president do that? There's no class anymore. I think back in the Kennedy days when you had Goldwater, too, and everything, and Johnson, there was a little more civility about things. There was disagreement for civility. And that's what our leaders have lost.
But, you know, I have to say, I think a lot of this started with this president. Now, a lot of people are going to go, wait a minute, what are you talking about? But can you think of, like, say, Ronald Reagan? He was debating Walter Mondale. Can you imagine Ronald Reagan saying, oh, there's wacky Walter. Well, oh, there's moron Mondale. You know, this guy is the one, lying Ted and all sort of stuff.
He had class.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, well, you're going to ask me about my age. Well, I'll tell you, I won't hold my opponent's youth and inexperience against him.
Yeah, right. That was the knockout
Mondale
punch.
Laughed.
Yeah, that was the knockout. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, he did. And how about the one I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you are no Jack Kennedy. Oh, game over. Game over. That was...
So they got their points across by having some civility and some class and even adding a little bit of humor. You know, if you want to go back to FDR, when they were knocking him for trying to stuff the Supreme Court because they had hardening of the judicial arteries and all this sort of stuff.
Right.
He says, well, they pick on me and they pick on my wife, but they even pick on my little dog, Fowler.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah. And again, they, by doing that, they just diffused the whole situation. And Kennedy had a lot of humor, too, to his press conference.
Well, Nixon did that, too. Didn't he say something about, was that Checkers? The dog Checkers. He goes, we're going to keep...
Yeah, he used the...
We are. I am going to keep that dog.
He tried to do the same thing.
It's the same thing.
You know?
No, I like to see more civility. I do. I don't like the non-civility, but I think this president has definitely taken it to another level with all the name-calling and Lion Ted and Crooked Hillary and...
The thing, too, is rules. You know, Nixon, I think, realized that he stepped over a line. And he, you know, valued democracy and the rules and the Constitution that we had. And so he stepped down. rather than turn the country into a turmoil. I give the guy a lot of credit for
that. Yeah, and in fact, the speech that he said at the end, go ahead.
With this president, there's no rules. He makes the rules.
Yeah.
He's running the country like it's Trump Enterprises. And a government is not a business to be run that way.
Yeah. All right. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, my friend. Take care. Thank you.
Okay, 508-996-0500. Ken Pittman coming up at 9 o'clock for his terrific show. I've been playing a lot of these like 1960s protest songs, but now I'm going to go back to my DJ days as we go into the final break of the hour. Ah, yes, 1980s dance music. You can't beat it. Back in a moment, 508-996-0500 if you'd like to get in on the discussion here on the Paul Santo Show. Yes, my club DJ days of the 1980s leaking out over here on WBSM. We're winding the Paul Santo Show down. Coming up at 9 o'clock will be Ken Pittman. Maybe I'll stay over a few minutes with Ken if Ken will have me. He may be listening in as he drives in right now into the parking lot. People seem to enjoy it when we overlap that first 20 minutes or so. So if he would like me to do that, I will do that. And we can chat a little bit more about the different subjects. I just feel like, you know, I attended the No King's rally, and a lot of people said it was anti-American, it's not patriotic, and all this kind of stuff. And I couldn't disagree more. It's the American way to peacefully protest and peacefully assemble. So that was my topic this morning. I enjoyed the interaction with you, the listening audience. Did want to mention that if you want to go to a political-free zone, you know what's a political-free zone? The Paul Santo's Live TV show. It's on tomorrow. In fact, I'm negotiating with ABC6 about putting the show on every week, which would be really fun to do because, you know, it's on this week, it's not on next week, it's on this week, it's not on next week. No, we're going to put it on every week right after the Catholic Mass. Oh, Ken just snuck up on me. I didn't see him. Anyway, he's coming up in just a few moments. And anyway, tomorrow morning, we've got Leon Monti. That's the gentleman who was on last week. He was on the show, and he's on the show tomorrow morning playing the guitar and talking about all the work he's doing in Ghana. We also have Roger Andrews and Ash Felix from a company called Sketchy Goichi. And they did a great job. They did a caricature of yours truly that is absolutely hilarious. Good people, a lot of fun. And these people, they actually do stuff at the national level for Mattel, for different movies like Superman and stuff like that. They do drawings, and it's really fantastic. They're from this area, from Sketchy Goichi. And we had an absolutely hilarious comedian, one of my favorites. We have comics every week, but this guy, I was falling off the chair with this guy. Brian Bowdoin, a real